It is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with another ownership special and a bit of an update. And last time we had Dave Powell in, it was very popular and people enjoyed it. So he's very kindly come in again. He is the business of football writer at the Liverpool Echo. So Dave, welcome back to the Anfield Wrap. Thanks for coming.
Lovely to be back so soon.
Well, you say so soon, but a lot happens in the world of sport and sport in business. Certainly, since you last come in, there's been obviously a lot of speculation, which there'll always be for a club like Liverpool on the ownership, talks of Qatari bids, talks of, you know, FSG going back to favouring sort of a minority stake if they ever went away for it. Having observed all this, as I'm sure you've had, and along with, you know, the information that you're getting, you know, what's changed for you over the last couple of months, sort of, if anything, really?
I think last time I came on, the line was that not much had materially changed since November, really, and that kind of is where it's at. There's a few pelters a few weeks ago for suggesting that there was no real interest, when in reality, I say the real should be in italics, no real interest, in terms of nobody yet has come to FSG and said, made any kind of bid for the football club, or made any approaches that warrant serious high-level discussion over a potential takeover or minority share sale. And that's the latest I had on that from people I was speaking to in the US was yesterday. So that's where it is. Obviously, Liverpool's one of the biggest sporting assets that you could possibly acquire. There is a scarcity value around teams like Liverpool and Manchester United, and there will be interested parties. But in terms of interest being presented to FSG, where they have to make any kind of decision, where John Henry's sitting around, you know, around a table with potential partners or new owners, is something which just hasn't materialised yet. Could well do over the course of February, March, and obviously the Qatar interest was quite prominent after it was suggested online. A lot of that would make sense. We've just had a World Cup in Qatar. It was a successful World Cup. I mean, that World Cup final is one for the ages, isn't it? It had every single facet of what a wonderful World Cup final should be. And they will be looking to leverage that position and the viewpoint they have, or in global sport at the moment, into investment into European football. And that may come through a minority stake, majority stake, but the QIA chief was talking at Davos at the World Economic Forum week before last, saying that it's on the agenda. They'd not made their own minds up yet, and all that kind of tallies with where things are at. There isn't this huge rush to kind of conclude a sale or a partial sale of Liverpool from FSG's point of view. If anything, in December they were doing a lot of firefighting in Boston to try and appease a fractured relationship there.